promises of God, he gives us health and healing. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children, Deuteronomy 28:1-1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. For inch blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. 6 inch blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Exodus 15:26. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Joshua 5:8. So it was, when they had finished circumcising all the people, that they stayed in their places in the camp till they were healed. Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. 3. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. 7 And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. 8 So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. 9 And all the people saw him walking and praising God. 10 Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. 11 Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. 12 So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? 13 The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. 14 But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. 15 And killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. 16 And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts 9:33. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years, and was paralyzed. 34 And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 2 Corinthians 4:10. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. 11 For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. 16 Confess your trespasses, one, to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.